This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Cast Iron Plant in 3-2-1. For generations, the cast iron plant was a favorite for indoor growth, but not for the last several decades. Hi, it's Art Drysdale with the background. 3-2-1. Perhaps the best-known advertisement or promo for the cast iron plant, Aspidistra elatior, was the singers Gracie Fields and Vera Lynn belting out the biggest Aspidistra in the world around the time of World War I. Coincidentally, it was also about that time that the plant's popularity began to decline from what it was in the early 19th century, where it adorned virtually every Victorian household. The reason for its popularity way back then were its attributes of being particularly tolerant of low light conditions, easy to care for in that it didn't suffer even if watering was sparse, and insect and disease resistance. Those attributes from the 19th century are the same that now make the plant attractive once again to indoor plant enthusiasts. The problem is its availability is still not nearly as plentiful as, say, the ubiquitous areca palms that come to us from Florida on a regular basis. Some indoor gardeners may consider that the Aspidistra's slow growth is a disadvantage, but that may well be pleasing to others, as it does not need to be repotted or divided frequently. While it does flower occasionally, these flowers appear at the soil level and can be easily unnoticed. They should not be overwatered, and if the cast iron plant is kept in a very hot indoor environment, they, like many indoor plants, will attract spider mites, but these may be controlled through the use of a Dr. Doom insecticide and occasional cold showers in the bathtub. I'm Art Drysdale.